Barbara looked hungry, so I thought we should do that. Item 10 is target shooting. This is a briefing and public hearing. And let me go to the next page here. And Joe, you're on. You got the ball today.
Thank you, Chair Carpenter. Joel Sisolak. I'm in the Lands Division, Recreation and Planning Program. And I'm actually going to turn it over to Cynthia to get us kicked off.
Good afternoon, Chair Carpenter, Commissioners, and Director Susan, Deputy Director Mundro. We know you're a little bit behind, so we're going to try and be expeditious here. This is the second presentation to the Commission on the proposed target shooting rule for WDFW lands and the update on that rule. In June, staff ran through the elements of the rule and the process of its development, which began way back in 2016 with work on the WENAS and the stakeholder engagement process there. As folks are pretty well aware, we had a great robust conversation, as you heard from Commissioner Thorburn's Wildlife Committee report. We had a great conversation yesterday in the Wildlife Committee. Target shooting is a complex and controversial issue with both strong proponents and opponents. And we began, as I said, this work back in 2016 when that WENA stakeholder involvement process grew into recommendations for a statewide rule. The primary goals for this rule process are kind of three main pieces: to continue to provide quality target shooting opportunities while addressing public safety concerns and the habitat concerns offered or in the impacts from the littering and wildlife risk of this use. The other main goal of the rule is to align the rule with DNR's rule for consistency and to support compliance. We are in communication with DNR on this issue. And although the timing for the rule sort of changes hasn't matched up, our understanding is that DNR will be considering our changes with a potential update to their rule. They were very engaged at the regional level on the ground in the WENAS process and those details that were developed and integrated into the proposed rule changes. And the overall intent on both sides is for there to be alignment in the rules for consistency and ease of use, as I've said. Additionally, just wanted to make sure the Commission's aware that we are finalizing a comprehensive renegotiation with DNR on lands that we lease from them statewide. It's a series of 17 leases, lots of tons of acres covered. And in these cases, our recreation rules will be applied to those lands. So there will be consistency in those cases. Before we dive into the details, I just wanted to speak to two big overarching issues that Commissioner Thorburn flagged for you this morning, which have emerged in this process and are being addressed and considered sort of outside of where we are in most immediately in the decision that's in front of you. And those are the issues of dispersed shooting versus limiting shooting to ranges and how to further restrict the use of lead ammunition. We're working on making some significant range improvements and some new range developments before we would tackle that issue of dispersed shooting. And we're also working with DNR and their discussions of that issue. While we fully recognize and appreciate the need to manage the use of lead appropriately, we have committed to doing that in a larger context than just the target shooting on DFW lands. The current rule makes substantial updates to improve safety and resource protection in a way that continues to offer a quality experience. So we've determined that wrapping in the issues of lead and dispersed shooting at this point would push the process out significantly beyond the 3-year timeframe we've already traveled. And we really believe that it's important to get this rule done now and that we simply can't afford to forego the safety and resource benefits that we have constructed. So we strongly recommend moving forward with the rule as presented today. And as we've heard both last month and yesterday, as again you heard from Commissioner Thorburn this morning, we heard that the Commission has a clear intent to pick up these two issues and address the lead and dispersed issue topics in the future. So that's just kind of setting the stage and context for why we are considering the content that we are now. Next slide. So for the presentation, that was kind of the introduction there. Joel's going to take us through the public engagement summary. We also have Dave Whipple, our Hunter Ed division manager, is going to take us through the specifics of the rule, what it says, the comments we received, and a summary of recommended revisions. And then Joel will take us back to next steps, and we'll be available for Q&A. And this is the briefing that is looking to set us up for a rule adoption at the next commission meeting, August 21st. And with that, also, we do have joining us and available Captain Mike Jewell from Region 2 and Regional Director Mike Livingston from Region 3.
Thank you, Cynthia. So you've seen this already before, so I'm going to run through it really quickly as well. This process has been going on since 2017 with the public engagement beginning right from the start with the WENAS Target Shooting Advisory Committee. That committee was brought through a process, actually began in 2016, and produced a summary report with some of the key recommendations, including a statewide rule that clarifies when and where shooting is allowed on DFW-managed lands, which is why we're here today.
Joel, you still are going in and out a little bit on your volume. I'm not sure the challenge there.
Yeah, I'm not sure what to do about it either, because I now have a headphone on, so hopefully you'll be able to hear me. Can you hear me now? Okay, yeah. Thank you. So some of the recommendations out of the WENAS Target Shooting Advisory Committee included the rule. It included guidance that any rule change be led with education and engagement. And then there was also a strong recommendation from the WENAS group that we do, we create some enhanced target shooting ranges so people have more places to shoot. We engaged legislators early in a review of the first draft, as well as the AG's office. We produced a website. We went back to the WENAS Target Shooting Advisory Committee to kind of ground truth what we came up with to see if it still reflected their intent. Produced a website and did more targeted outreach to the Wildlife Area Advisory Committees, and I'll talk about that in a bit. There was a press release, a public survey, and then you all were part of the public hearing last month. So in terms of the surveys, this was the larger survey. We had 1,243 responses, which we were pretty pleased with. The comments for this particular survey closed on June 10th. You'll see from the numbers there that 31% of the people who responded to the survey supported its adoption, 51% did not support its adoption, and 17% were unsure. They're expressing some reservation. The no's were split between concerns that the proposed update is too restrictive and folks who thought it was not restrictive enough. And as I mentioned in the committee yesterday, there were sort of some extreme views, including groups that said there should be no restrictions on target shooting. And there were others who said there should be a ban on all shooting. And then just the unsure votes were mostly people who had issues with specific elements of the proposed rule. For example, is the backstop requirement reasonable? Or is there a clear need to ban steel targets during wildfire season? Or they would prefer restricting shooting to designated areas, but they would generally support the proposed rule as a move in the right direction. One note about this public survey is that 66% of the people who responded reported that they had been target shooting on WDFW lands. So a fair number of folks, target shooters, did participate. And I put this, this is the Wildlife Area Advisory Committee survey results. I put it up here in part just to show the contrast. Though we had a much smaller sample size, these responses are from folks who participate to this in advisory committees associated with many of our wildlife areas across the state. And you can see both from this map and the other, the geographic spread is pretty similar. Here we have 78% supporting adoption of the rule and 22% are not supporting it. And the no's in this category were sort of similar to the ones in the public survey. Those who felt it was too restrictive or felt that it wasn't restrictive enough. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Dave Whipple from Hunterhead.
Thanks, Joel. Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, and Director Tuswind and Deputy Director Windrow. David Whipple, Hunterhead Division Manager. Thanks for your time today. And Cynthia did a great job, and as did Joel, in kind of setting this thing up and reminding us that we've been before you at least once with majority of these particular slides. And so I will try to speed up just a little bit, but please feel free to ask questions at any time and slow me down or whatever it is that you would like to do. Certainly don't want to shortchange the discussion. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through a quick kind of overview of the proposed rule change, as well as a brief summary of the comments that we received, and kind of let you know where we are going forward. So next slide, Joel. So again, the current rule that we have on the books does not define recreational target shooting. Adding this definition is really a benefit for not only the public, but DFW as well. And I would just point out that the proposed definition really excludes hunting and dog training. Next slide. On this particular slide, general restrictions or provisions of the rule, I would note that we currently have the authority relative to that first bullet to close lands for target shooting, and we actively do so in order to address issues associated with safety, habitat, fire risks, et cetera. The proposal improves upon the current rule by being clear that wildlife areas are open unless they are closed. That was a point of confusion among the public. And we currently have wildlife areas that are closed to target shooting for safety and habitat reasons, and those are posted on, I believe, on-site as well as on the internet. So with that, I'll just move to the next slide and talk a little bit about some of the comments that we heard relative to those general provisions. Again, the proposed rule doesn't change DFW's current authority to close certain areas to target shooting. We propose to address some of the issues that were identified by in their current rule. Simply adopting DNR's WAC would not fully address our issues, nor what we heard from some of the stakeholders. For example, we added a definition for a backstop. We were more specific than our current rule in describing targets and where target shooting can occur and where it cannot. And I would also note that we also have places on the landscape that DNR does not have, like water access sites, et cetera, that we need to be mindful of. The bullet about educating, we absolutely agree with that. We've spoken to you last month about the fact that we're going to be developing an educational plan to help the public understand the current rule and all of the nuances and where target shooting can and can't occur. And one of the benefits is that we have until the January 1 effective date in order to get that job done. Next slide, please. A little bit on ammunition. The current rule that's on the books prohibits tracer and incendiary ammunition. The proposal would prohibit the use of steel core bullets, mainly as because of the fire risk that those bullets kind of elevate. And I'm going to talk about that in the next couple slides as well. So a little bit on the comments relative to ammunition. Again, I'll talk about the steel core in a second. but we're not recommending any other changes based on the public comment. And I don't think that I'm going to talk about the lead issue unless there are questions, because we've talked about that in the past, not only with the full commission, but the Wildlife Committee, and Cynthia did a good job opening this presentation, talked a little bit about that. But one thing that I would like to address that came up at least yesterday in the Wildlife Committee meeting was on the issue of lead, is that what we failed to recognize and tell you about at the last meeting was that on the designated target shooting sites, when we go ahead and develop those sites, which we are actively doing in some areas, lead is addressed through soil testing and requirements through the county permitting process. And DFW will also develop what we kind of term an environmental stewardship plan for those sites that we do develop. Addressing lead is an important part of those plans, and that we will be doing lead reclamation at appropriate points in time out of the backstop material at those sites. And then obviously any development project also goes through CEQ review. So there's an opportunity there to address lead as well. Next slide, Joel. So based on what we heard, we are recommending one particular change to the ammunition portion of the rule, and that is to not prohibit steel core ammunition. And the rationale being that even though that type of ammunition represents a little bit of an elevated wildfire danger, it's mitigated by the fire restrictions that we do implement every year. That if we do prohibit steel core ammunition, that could kind of promote the use of more use of lead ammunition. And then also, thirdly, by this recommended adjustment and eliminating this language, we are in consistent with DNR's rule. Okay, next slide. And where target shooting is allowed, I'm not spending a lot of time on where on this slide, but one of the, and you've seen it before, but one of the key elements obviously is that first bullet, and that really, you know, in developing the rule proposal, we recognize that no rule can address all the circumstances. We had a lot of vigorous discussion about this element, and we landed on that first bullet that you see there, basically recognizing that target shooting can safely occur under a number of varying conditions, depending upon the type of firearm or implement being utilized, target, et cetera. So we really did the best we could on defining the backstop, and we also added this first bullet language to try to address the fact that the responsibility is upon the target shooter. Okay, so then we're going on to where it's prohibited. And this describes where target shooting cannot occur, and it's really to address property damage and public safety. Next slide, please. Some of the comments, there were quite a few comments related to where target shooting can and cannot occur, as well as shooting around roads and dry water bodies, not restricting where target shooting can occur. We heard a call for banning all target shooting, et cetera. But we went through these pretty thoroughly, well, really thoroughly, and we're not recommending any rule language changes based on the public comments. And again, feel free to either ask questions at the end or interject as we go. Next slide, Joel, unless there are questions. And so one of the things that we did here was there was some confusion about what is a road. We have a lot of roads that are gated and not open for public vehicle use, et cetera. And so by adding the reference to the existing WAC of that contains a definition of the road, we gain some clarity and we link those two rules together to try to minimize that confusion. Okay, so allowable targets. Really, we're focusing on allowing the manufactured targets, and that really is to try to help address the litter issue, the use of TVs, appliances, pallets, etc. The use of steel targets under the proposal would only be allowed during times of lower fire risk. Even though we have a fire closure for target shooting, the steel targets, what we're wanting to do is allow those to be used during times of lower risk.
Commissioner Graybill has a question.
Yes.
Thank you, Chair. Dave, could you back up to the slide, a couple slides prior that had dealt with the type of animal, 0.17 caliber BB? I was a little confused on that. Just,
I think it's 13.
Just went past it there.
I think it's 13, Joel, if I'm not mistaken. Probably that.
Here we go. Firearms using single projectile ammo. Mm-hmm. Caliber or greater or shot equal to or greater than BB. So, okay, I'm sorry. So that addresses the use of slugs.
Yes.
Shotgun slugs.
Yes, okay. It does. Yep. And really the thrust and the goal of this, you know, where we will allow target shooting is we try to differentiate between basically those projectiles that are shot at or discharged at a higher velocity with larger caliber tiles requiring a backstop. Those that don't meet that requirement, in other words, are discharged at a much lower velocity and a smaller projectile would not require a backstop to be used.
Okay, that helps a lot, Dave. Thank you.
You bet. Okay, so let's see. Where were we, Joel? Steel targets. So the comment, on slide 18 was to allow steel targets to be used all year round, and we're not proposing a change based on that comment just due to the higher fire risk associated with those types of targets. And then we have a list. We're trying to be specific about the list of targets that can't be used. The current rule contains some of those, like explosive targets, and we include that in the new rule proposal. But we're adding some specificity about prohibited targets. A lot of these, I think, came from a need to be able to allow enforcement to do their jobs out there when people are shooting things that they shouldn't be shooting. So in the comments, we had a couple. One of them was to allow the exploding targets and then allow the more common types of things that people shoot. Obviously, we're not going to change the exploding targets. And some of those other targets, although they're common, really what that does for the most part is it leads to an impossible litter situation because people can't pick up the fragments and then they don't. And then it just invites a lot more trash to be left behind. So we're not proposing any adjustments. This particular element of the rule is linked to legal hunting hours for most species, which sometimes hunters practice during, you know, they conduct target shooting during those hours so that they're used to that. And we did have one comment, next slide, relative to that. saying that it's not safe to be shooting in the dark, but those legal shooting hours are, it's not dark, and consistency with the hunting rules and DNR's rule is important. So we're not proposing any changes to that. On the litter, we're proposing, the proposal attempts to address the litter by requiring folks to pick those items up. Mirrors our current rule and DNR's current rule, with the exception of we are adding shotgun hulls to that, because that obviously, if you've been out on the landscape, can accumulate a great deal of litter that, again, attracts more litter. We received a number of comments, most of which were really outside the scope of the rule itself. And so we're not proposing to make any changes based on those public comments. Some of those comments are, like I said, are outside the scope, and we take those seriously. And we are doing things like, we already have a lot of volunteers that do cleanup events, and we're looking to enhance that. We've got a great Master Hunter Permit program that has a lot of great volunteers that I think we can capitalize on a little bit more. So in summary, after reviewing all of the public comments, we are proposing two changes to the existing proposal. Again, to recap, and one is elimination of the prohibition on steel core bullets. In other words, we're going to allow those and rely on the fire closure to deal with the elevated risk. And then we are referencing our existing WAC on the definition of the roads. And then again, we heard a lot of good input relative to outreach and education. We're going to do a lot of that before the January 1 effective date. And we're going to be communicating a lot about not just the rule, but where target shooting is allowed, and point people to those places. And then we heard that the need for additional enforcement capacity and collaboration with partner organizations relative to cleanup, which I just spoke about. So with that, that summarizes the rule components as well as public comment and the two revisions that we're proposing today. So if there's no question, I'd be happy to answer questions now or later, or we can move on to the next slide.
Anyone want to ask questions about the rule revisions before we move to next steps? So we are going to be coming back to you in August, hopefully for a vote to adopt the proposed rule with the two recommended revisions. We will have a few months, the fall, to do education and outreach, as Dave mentioned, and then look to enact the rule in the beginning of 2021. And then there were a couple of other items that we discussed, I think, at some length yesterday with the Wildlife Committee. One of the recommendations coming out of the WENAS Target Shooting Advisory Committee was creating more places to shoot. And we heard that a lot during the comment period, during the formal comment period. And we are working on that. And if we have additional time, we have some slides that Dave can run through to talk about that. And then yesterday, Eric Gardner also talked about our intention to work with the North American Non-Lead Partnership, which you probably remember from last year's, or maybe it was earlier this year's, conversation in Bellingham, as one strategy for dealing with the toxic ammunition issue. So with that, we'll open it up to questions. And I would remind folks, too, that in addition to Cynthia and Dave, we also have Captain Jewel on the line, as well as Mike Livingston. And we will happily take any questions.
Commissioner Anderson? Yes, this is Jim. I understand that litter is outside generally the scope of the rule, but this is a request or a comment to lands section. I think it's really important that this be as addressed as much as we can. I don't know what extent the litter issue is bound up in authorities beyond the department's or beyond the commission's purview, but I think one of the big problems out there, frankly, is people littering with all the waste and the like, and perhaps there's some increased penalties that can be looked at through some other venue or some other time, but I don't want to lose this thought because it's a tremendous eyesore when that occurs, and it really turns off a lot of people.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. That is certainly a unanimous opinion that we heard during comment as well, that you know, whether you're for target shooting or less comfortable with it, litter is a big problem. And we've been asked on a number of fronts to address it. I wonder if Captain Jewell, would you like to comment at all on the enforcement side of that?
Yes, good afternoon, Chair, Commission, Director, and Deputy Director. Thanks for letting me join in here. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you.
As you guys well know, as you brought up, Commissioner Anderson, litter is a chronic problem on our wildlife lands. The difficulty with it is it often requires an officer to physically be there to witness the litter being deposited and then take enforcement action on that. One of the things that this rule will hopefully address, because it does require people to remove all of the items that they bring with them, when we see them target shooting on our lands, we can contact them, we can document some of the things that they've brought, and we can get some information from them so that if those things are left behind, we can follow up later. We do some of that now, but as you know, it's a little bit more problematic just to the volume of some of the garbage that we deal with in those popular shooting areas. So hopefully this will address some of that. But certainly, you know, enforcement officers being out there and watching for that kind of thing is really what it's going to take.
Thank you, Captain. Appreciate what all you do out there.
Thank you.
Okay, if we don't have any other questions, if there are, please let me know right away. We're going to move to a public hearing on this item. Okay. We will now take questions and comments from the public. Reminder, everyone is currently muted, so if you have a question, please raise your hand. If you are on a computer, the raise hand button appears under your name. If you are dialed into a phone only, please hit *9 and wait to hear you have been unmuted. That is your indication that it's your turn to speak. Nikki, who is our first participant, and do you know how many we have currently?
Currently, I don't have anybody's hand up. Thank you for doing my part.
Well, you had my name by it. That's why I did it.
Let's see. Okay. Oh, there we got one. Okay. We're going to start with Lynn Rowan. Go ahead, Lynn. Make sure to unmute yourself.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Okay, my name is actually Ella Lynn Rowan, and I live in Soap Lake, Washington. It's in Grant County in Central Washington. I don't know how long we're allowed to give public input, but I probably have about 3 minutes worth of comments to make. Listening to Joel's presentation earlier, I would just like to point out that the survey results are significantly biased. It sounded like 66% of the people that responded to the survey had done target shooting on WDFW land previously. And the gross majority of residents in Washington do not own guns specifically. These lands belong to all residents of Washington, not strictly to gun owners, not strictly to hunters, not strictly to fishermen. They belong to all of our residents. So I would request that a randomized survey be performed before any actions are taken on target shooting, where the general public is actually represented in those samples and can give their honest opinions about what should be happening related to target shooting. I recognize advisory groups were involved, but they're heavily outweighed typically by hunting groups and other target shooting groups in these sorts of meetings. Just to give you an idea of my involvement on WDFW lands, I am out there nearly weekly, if not daily, on a lot of our lands. And I have almost been shot at. I had a bullet strike within 10 feet of where I was standing at one time. So it's a frequent problem with rapid fire, people ignoring my request for them to stop shooting, people not using backdrops or backstops. And it's all hours of the day, every day of the week, totally unregulated. My request is that all dispersed shooting be prohibited. All shooting needs to take place on formal target ranges, and WDFW needs to try to establish at least a couple of these in each county. The amount of trash on our lands, whether they're DFW lands, DNR lands, BLM, you know, other Fed lands, these places are practically toxic dump sites. And research in Arizona on some of these shooting pits has shown 38 times the acceptable levels of lead in the soils. WDFW has signed agreements to co-manage some of the Bureau of Reclamation lands out here in Grant County, but they do not have, our WDFW enforcement officers do not have the authority to cite anybody for target shooting on Bureau of Rec lands, even though we have that management agreement. And Bureau of Rec doesn't have any officers out there. And regardless of the fact that target shooting is illegal on Bureau of Reclamation lands, it is still ubiquitous throughout Grant County. I can send you photos if anybody's interested, but I would suggest that some of the commissioners come out here and take a drive around and look at the amount of trash left everywhere. WDFW does not have the enforcement staff to follow up on this. You know, with just a few officers per county, they can't come back. They can't come out right away, and they have more important things to do, things like poaching and other problems they need to resolve rather than being there to enforce litter laws. But it's going to be impossible to enforce any kind of litter laws.
Okay, Ms. Willen, that's your 3 minutes. Could you wrap up?
Sure can. I guess my last points are that these people that are shooting out there are oftentimes not hunters. They have no requirement to take a weapon safety course. There's no assurance they can legally even own guns. There's no assurance they are not mentally ill, and there's no assurance they can shoot with accuracy or precision. When I've seen the targets they leave out there, and they're completely overshooting the target, just hitting the top of it, and there's no backstops. This needs to stop. My life is in jeopardy. Others' lives are in jeopardy. And dispersed shooting just needs to end.
Okay. Any questions of Ms. Rowan? Okay. Thank you for your comments. Appreciate it.
Hey, Larry, Commissioner Thorburn has your hand up.
I'm just getting to her. Did you have a question of that commenter, or yeah. You do? Okay, go ahead, please.
Thanks, Ms. Rowan. I'm pretty familiar with the Grant County wildlife areas that you've talked about, and enjoy them and recognize the concerns that you presented. You started off asking us not to adopt this rule and raised a number of the issues that the rule is dealing with. I think both in Joel's presentation and our discussion have acknowledged that the dispersed shooting issue is one that is not yet settled, and we're going to continue working on. So my question is, did I hear you correctly that you think we should postpone adopting this rule, because it just seems to me that it deals with many of the concerns that you talked about. Clearly, enforcement can't cover everything, but it does empower, it provides more clarity to enforcement's role in this, the concerns about safety with shooting on our wildlife areas.
Yes, hopefully you can all still hear me. The actions that are being proposed to be taken don't go far enough. And my concern is that this is just going to be a patchwork over many, many years, and the serious issues are not really going to be addressed for a long time, if ever. So I would prefer there be hesitation in adopting any changes until they are serious changes that are really going to have an impact.
Any other questions? Okay. Well, thank you, staff. A lot of good information there. I guess we'll be talking soon about this in the future. Thank you.
Oh, Larry, we've got someone with their hand up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see that. I thought you said we didn't have, I misunderstood.
We didn't. They just popped up like a second ago.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Let's see. Go ahead, Nathan. Nathan Grimm, you have 3 minutes.
Hi, my name's Nathan Grimm. I've spoken with you guys before, so I'd just like to say I support the district or the staff's proposal and these rules so that we can offer some protection to the non-shooting public. The state land should be able to be utilized by everyone, regardless of the percentage of the state population who may or may not own firearms. Under that logic, if the greater percentage of the state population doesn't own cameras, we shouldn't allow people to take pictures of birds. Or if you don't own binoculars, they shouldn't be able to bird watch on state land. So I encourage the commission to adopt rules and empower enforcement to take action against those who are doing things they're not supposed to do. So I appreciate your time.
Any questions of Nathan? Thank you for your comments, Nathan. Anyone else, Nikki?
I currently do not have.
Larry, can I just make a comment to Nathan?
Yes, you can.
Hey, Nathan. Nathan, good to hear from you. You're picking on me. Come on.
Because you're a bird watcher?
Exactly.
I'm not trying to single anyone out, but I felt picked on by the previous commenter.
I'm just kidding, Nathan. We appreciate your input.
Okay, thank you.